Anybody else watching this Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica, in Cuba? Or is it just me?
No, I'm paying attention to it.
But does anyone care? Like, am I over-covering it? I'm wondering. I'm just infatuated with it because, you know, it's death and devastation to people who already don't have a lot, you know? It's
weird. It's a huge storm,
I mean, not a lot of jokes there, but, you know.
No.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Chaz and AJ, you're on the air.
Hello. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello.
Terry from Milford.
Hey, Terry.
So, 85 Gloria. Do you remember that?
You know, yes. I have a vague memory of that, and I have a false memory because I thought that there was a big storm, and I was working at WPLR, and the boss called me and asked me to come in, and I looked outside. I'm like, there's a branch on the ground. It's, like, not that bad, and Hamden got hit. I'm thinking it was a tornado in, like, 86 or 7, probably 87, 88. So I confused those two storms. I don't remember Gloria.
Oh, we got hit pretty good. Was living down on the beach in Milford on East Broadway, and they told us to evacuate, but we just moved the cars up to high ground and grabbed a couple of 12-packs,
walked
back from a park. Yep. It went back to our house, and that was brutal. The winds, I mean, you had to walk like 45 degrees just to get back to the beach with this open area down by
the coast. So, like, you're leaning into the wind, pushing your way through the wind. Wow. Yep.
Oh, it was tough. So then we got back to East Broadway, and it was a little better because we're walking down the houses, get to our house, and went inside, and literally the house was shaking. And there was, like, at least one or two houses that actually blew down the street.
Damn.
Down from us a few blocks. Oh, yeah.
Let me look this up, Gloria. Anybody have memories of Gloria? 203-882-9757. Go.
I just remember Port Jefferson. I lived in the village. The entire place was completely blacked out except for one bar, Billy's, had a generator.
Oh,
and that place
was
lit, and that place was packed.
1985. Yeah, I was not around yet.
Same. When year were you born?
87.
Okay.
We didn't have power for 3 to 5 days all around Milford, Stratford. You know, it was a big storm. But we survived.
Yep. Obviously on the phone right now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother.
See you, man.
I just don't know why. I was here, and I don't know why I don't remember this. Like, did it not affect Shelton? Like, I'm guessing it was mostly Shoreline.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Ruth?
I was very young, but I remember Gloria. We were down in the basement. The power had gone out. We had all the candles, and all of a sudden, we just hear a loud thump. And a
was
tree
that
had
lady
fallen
from
on
the bowling alley?
No. It was a tree that fell on my house.
Oh, damn!
During Gloria. So Ansonia got...
Ansonia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a running gag on every single one of the big plywoods that people had over the windows. So they write, Gloria blew us.
Hey.
Hey.
I remember that.
Gloria.
I know. I keep hearing that, too.
Dan.
I was not alive in 85, so I don't.
Wow.
Andre and Derby.
You haven't lived.
Yeah. I was about, I was either 14 or 13, but I remember my dad boarding up the big window. We have a big window in our living room. But the one thing I do remember is when the eye went over the house, it was like the freakiest thing I've ever seen. Because the whole sky's all cloudy, and there's just this big circle with beautiful blue sky through it.
Yeah.
It was the freakiest thing ever. But yeah, I remember that.
It is
I remember
weird.
That pretty well.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm blocking it out.
Maybe we were hit by some kind of debris?
Maybe I was hit in the head with a branch.
You got amnesia.
A billboard came flying by.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Yeah, I don't remember.
Wow.
Let's see. Hurricane Gloria was a powerful tropical cyclone that caused significant damage along the east coast of the United States and in blah, 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 Canada. Who cares?
Oh.
We love Canada, but
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm trying to remember Connecticut
focus
stuff.
Focus here. Right. Yeah.
Long Island, Cape Verde. Before Gloria made landfall, the National Hurricane issued a hurricane. Okay, no duh. All right, come on. Can we narrow it down with the words here, please?
And then the hurricane turned into a bigger
right.
hurricane.
And then it was forecast. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. What happened?
And then the eye went over Andre.
John and Shelton.
Yeah, back then I was about 12, and we lived in Brantford, and the power was out for like a week, and all we could do was take everything out of the fridge. We had a big cookout, like with the grills. Everybody
yeah,
in the neighborhood had all the grills, and we just cooked everything we could, and everybody just kind of ate and hung out because there wasn't anything to do. There was no power for a while.
Yeah. Before it spoils, eat it.
Yeah. There's a yeah. certain level of storm we like because it makes things different and exciting.
Yeah.
And then it starts passing over it where it's like fun anymore. It's like, okay, we haven't had power for 6 days.
Yeah.
This sucks.
I've had enough now.
Right. The first day, it's like, oh, this is fun. We're all coming together as
it's
a community.
Yeah.
This
we're
is not what out. I ordered.
Yeah. Then a couple of days in, we're like, yeah, right. Enough.
Yeah. Thank you, John. Annoying.
Nurse Diane.
Yes, hello.
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 Hello. Hey, AJ, I also, you know, I tried to visit you in the hospital, but I couldn't find your name there. So
oh
card
nice.
For you and
thank
everything.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, because you were taking pictures of our building from your window, and I was like, what are you doing taking pictures of us outside?
Oh, the helicopter?
No, we're on the Connecticut Mental Health across the street.
Oh,
so
okay.
You, yeah. So anyway, I do.
AJ, I thought you had cancer, not mental health issues.
Well,
I knew about the mental health issues. But I didn't know you were in the hospital for it.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
Oh, okay, got it.
Right.
Well, I still have a card for you anyway.
Well, thank you.
But Hurricane Gloria, yeah, I was in my first semester at Southern, and. We had no power. My dad was an electrician, and he got subcontracted by the UI to go out and, you know, help out with the power. And so they would go and pay for their dinners every night. So they would bring stuff home to us. But I was studying by actual candlelight for my chemistry test.
Oh, man.
And then
chemistry in candlelight.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
And I... Yeah, and I got a 47 on it, and I had to withdraw.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You'd think they'd give you some kind of a hurricane relief. Like, all
exactly,
right,
yeah,
everyone
yeah.
had to,
no.
you know, let's
no,
delay the test or whatever.
Nope.
It's really nice of you to not only be a nurse, but have a card for AJ. That's
yeah,
really
thank
cool.
you for trying to find me.
Yeah, I tried to find you, AJ. You were really undercover.
Oh, undercover.
Yeah. I was in room 210.
Yeah. Oh, you should have said so.
All right, Nurse Diane, thank you. Was it something that he said? All the voices in your head. Calling Gloria. You know, with this Hurricane Melissa battering Jamaica and Cuba, we were talking about Gloria in 1985. By the way, one of my favorite guilty pleasures.
Oh, yeah. This song does... It does bang. It goes hard.
Get some voice, man.
And this record company sold her down the line. They made the worst video for this song. It's just her standing there. It's like, at least do some different outfits and different takes. Oh, my God. They just, poor Laura Branigan.
One locked off camera. They were like, all right, there you go. You got one camera.
I don't remember Gloria, and I lived here.
Right.
What happened? You know, was I hit in the head with something? A flying can?
How do you normally
block
prepare for a hurricane?
Right.
You block it out.
Drinks, food, pizza.
Drinks.
Right.
There we go.
I over-prepared.
Good weed.
Frank and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
So, Chaz, I'm sure you might know the... My father owned the Luncheonette in Huntington Center in Shelton.
Okay.
Back in the day. And He served a lot of the utility companies.
Oh, that's cool.
So they actually ran out of food that day. Wow. They sold all their food off, and they closed the restaurant right before, well, like basically during the storm. My dad had come home from work, and the eye of the hurricane, I lived in White Hills at the time, and the eye of the hurricane had come through White Hills, and he took me outside, and I learned how to ride my bicycle with no training wheels. So it's like a very memorable moment in my life that I learned how to ride my bike in the eye of Hurricane Gloria.
What a
weird...
Yes,
the original ride or die.
There you go.
Yeah. Were you in a witch's costume? Yeah. Wow. That's a wild...
Hello faster, Junior.
That's
Hello
a
faster.
Wild memory. All right. Thank
and
you.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and literally right during as I was riding it, the eye had passed, and like all the trees just bent over. And he's like, "All right, we got to get inside." And we went inside.
Good
and
move.
Then all of a sudden, all the power went off in the house.
Wow.
So definitely came through Shelton.
All right, I don't know what the hell I was doing. All right, Frank.
Some of my best memories are in storms, like, as you know, as a kid, like, it was exciting that, like, yeah. Oh, there's gonna be a storm, and we literally got together with the neighbors, and my parents would drink,
right? There's this
just hang out
sense fun. Of community,
yeah.
This is from a tribe member. I am already at work and can't call in, but I wanted to make a comment about Hurricane Gloria. My asshole boss wouldn't let anybody leave, but we lost power and we were watching the storm outside the window, and a giant hole just opened up in the ground, so we couldn't leave if we wanted to.
Oh no.
Oh my God, where was this? Where the giant hole opened up in the ground?
A sandworm came out.
Right.
The details. We need more details.
There's a large gaping hole outside.
That is an a-hole move.
Right.
Yeah, you keeping everyone at work?
Yeah, there was a hole out there.
Ruth, what is Twitch saying?
We have Tammy on Twitch. Unfortunately, I asked her to call in, but she had to go into a meeting. But she said it did affect Shelton. I lived there as a teenager, and the middle of my street looked like a war zone with lots of trees snapped.
Yikes.
Huh.
Jay and Seymour?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hello.
Yeah, I was about 8 years old when that happened. I remember riding around with my uncle. My grandparents lived on Valley Road in Huntington, and they were on vacation. We had to go there and take all the lawn chairs and everything in their backyard and try to move it in. And I remember it was really windy and just trying to walk through. But, yeah, it came through Shelton and it did some damage.
Wow.
So I don't know where you were, man.
I don't know where I was either. I don't know why I don't remember any of this.
Hit by a dumpster, maybe?
Maybe.
Ow!
My uncle worked at the Carvel on Bridgeport Avenue, and I remember he took a bunch of the ice cream from there and put it in my parents' freezer.
Oh, yeah. That's a great memory.
Yeah.
That's a great memory.
Flying saucers.
Oh, those flying saucers are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to be out just the right amount of time. There's that middle spot, the sweet spot. Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Update from Kathy from the tribe. Let's see. That happened in Waterbury. A giant sinkhole in Waterbury.
Oh, okay.
Phil, maybe we can find like an old channel. Like back then it was Action News 8. Maybe we could find an old report. Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I was living in Milford, like a few blocks from the beach during Hurricane Gloria, and my car was parked in my neighbor's tree. Came down and just was like totally on top of my car, and I was so upset. And
did it ruin the car?
So I thought my car was just completely totaled because the tree was on it. But once they were, you know, got the tree off and everything, like a couple of days later, it was mostly just branches, like the top of the tree. It wasn't like the whole trunk, so it just had a little dent.
Oh,
shielded your car.
Yeah, it kind of wrapped around your car like a blanket. Nice warm blankie.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So then we didn't have power, and we didn't think to, like, do laundry before the storm. That's the first thing I do when I hear we're going to have a storm.
Oh,
I do all the laundry.
Clean clothes.
So I had to take my mom's car, and my mom had this Lincoln Town car. It was like a boat. And
you could fit eight people in the trunk.
It was an entire town.
I swear to God. It was crazy. So I'm driving this, and then when I got back to Milford, because Milford didn't have power at all, I had to go, like, out of the city to do laundry. They carted me to make sure I lived in Milford, because you couldn't get back in on the highway if you didn't live in Milford.
Wow.
Because Milford was considered a disaster area.
Oh, so. Damn.
What do you mean was? Sorry.
Did you receive the email from Austin?
Not yet.
This one is...
Wait, hold on a second.
What's going on, Michelle?
Sorry.
Yeah. I hear voices.
Yeah, I made him an appointment. I didn't get anything from the fax, though.
Yeah, he's in a hospital, and then he needed dialysis today.
Okay.
Michelle, what are you doing?
I'm on the schedule. Yeah, I put him on the schedule.
Uh-huh. Michelle. I'll speak to him.
Okay, yeah.
The four states listening would like to know what's happening.
Okay, so what's really awesome about my coworkers is, regardless if I'm on the phone, they'll just start talking to me.
Okay. Okay.
And so she wanted to know if I made the patient an appointment for today.
All right,
they did. So
that's good.
How dare they interrupt your time on the phone with the radio right. station at work.
All right. Selfish patients.
Talking about something from 1985.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have a report. Is this back when it was Action News 8?
Yeah, so somebody did a really cool thing. There's about an hour of this footage that's been posted to YouTube. So it was from September 27th of 1985, and I just kind of jumped to a spot in the middle here.
Oh, nice.
Wires in the street and tree limbs all over. So please don't venture out unless you absolutely have to.
We do have some new information. The first thing we want to tell you is please stay off the phone unless it's an emergency. There is a request, an advisory out in the state not to use the telephone lines. They need to be.
I just want to point out that behind her in the newsroom, everybody's on the phone.
Ah, that's how they did it. Yep.
There's like four people behind her on phones.
The first voice sounds like Mark Davis. Was that Mark Davis?
I was just going to say Mark Davis. Yeah.
It was showing power lines down. This is Janet Peckinpah, though.
Okay.
Used for emergencies only. Please do not try to call your friends and neighbors to see if they're all right.
I had such a crush on her.
Just hope and pray that everything's fine. In Brantford, police are recommending that everyone on the shoreline leave their homes immediately.
Do
not drive unless you absolutely have to. Wires and limbs are down on
streets
there.
Holy crap.
It's mandatory, in fact, that you leave that town.
How do I not remember any of this?
What happened, Chaz? What happened?
That is... Ghostbusters, cats and dogs living together, total pandemonium.
Did you sleep through it, maybe?
Like, did you hear her? Wires down. Don't get on the phones. Oh, my God. Houses floating down the street.
Don't call your friends and neighbors. Just believe they are okay.
We have a report.
That was the thing just said on the news.
We have a report. Chaz just flew by.
Gloria was the worst thing we ever experienced in Connecticut. I don't remember.
That's how bad it was. You blocked it out.
Total chaos. And I'm like, what happened? And folks are calling in their memories. 203-882-9757. Ken in Oxford.
Ken in Oxford.
Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
So yeah, Gloria was bad. I was 15. I remember that morning, my mother making us fill up the bathtub, buckets of water, all kinds of other stuff. But we lost power. School was out for like a week. And after the power went out, I remember my mother saying, get a couple of your buddies and go around on your bikes and see where all the wires are down and all that stuff. So we're riding around on our bicycles.
Wait, what?
Mom said you had to find wires?
No, just to see where, if we could get out of the neighborhood, you know?
Oh.
We didn't have water. We were on a well, the whole deal. But the crazy part about it is my older brother and my dad, we had a boat docked out in Devon by the drawbridge, and they didn't want to lose it. So before the storm hit, they got in the boat, drove it up the river all the way to, like, in front of Sunnyside Park, anchored it out in the middle of the river, and hung out on the boat till the storm went by, and then put it back.
Whoa.
I would not want to be on a boat during a hurricane.
No.
I think I'd rather sit under a tree.
To go,
It's not romantic at all.
Yeah, they were out. They're out in the middle of the river out there, right in front of Sunnyside, anchored off and just let it blow by. And once it went by, they went back. But, yeah, I remember. It was bad.
All right.
School out, everything. The whole thing. Man, I don't know what you were doing. But
I don't know what I was doing. I have
no memory.
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Zilch. Nothing. It's like aliens put that little thing in my...
Yeah, okay. The red light.
Why are all these branches on the ground?
Would you have, like, traveled for a concert or something?
Nope. I'm no Ruth.
Okay.
I'm not going to see Foxy Shazam in some other state.
You're not going to, like, follow Judas Priest to Miami or something?
No.
Something like that, yeah.
Nope.
Maybe the weed was really strong, you know?
Yeah.
Good weed back then.
Sky and Shelton, you're a contractor, but you're like a fake meteorologist, right?
Yeah, I went to college and actually got my meteorology degree.
Oh, you are a meteorologist. Okay.
In 1985, I was a sophomore in college actually doing my internship at Action News 8. And they were geeking out for days before this storm came. It was Jeff Fox and
Jeff
Dr.
Fox.
Mel was running the meteorology program at Western State University up in Danbury. And they were going back and forth, you know, getting all the data. And right before the hurricane actually hit, they sent us home. They closed all the state colleges. And I came home, and I live in Shelton. And it is the truth. I went right over the valley, went right over our house in Shelton, and it was actually crazy. I was out taking pictures. It just got so calm. But there, you know, Chaz, I don't know if you were on a mind vacation, but I, you know, there were trees and stuff everywhere.
A mind vacation.
So it was pretty crazy around here. But you know, it's something I'll never forget because I was, you know, just learning, you know, in studying in. It was a major weather event that happened right here in Shelton, so it's crazy.
Wow.
Huh.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
Still nothing. Nothing is coming
back. I don't know what happened.
Maybe you were at Cuppies.
Could be.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to think of where I live. You know, I may be just rolling this into one of the times the Maples got flooded. So my dad had a cottage in the Maples, and we got flooded probably five times the whole time he was there. And maybe it's just another one of the floods in the Maples to me. I don't know.
Right.
Thank you, Sky. I appreciate it. Oh, Sky, are you still there?
Yes.
Hey, I met your dad.
Oh, my gosh. He showed me, he's 91 years old. He showed me like 20 photographs of you, and he met your wife. He's like, oh, they're such nice people. And
that dude.
And then he's golfing today. He's 91 and he's golfing. You
that
know?
Dude is nice. Sharp as a tack, and what an amazing life story that guy has.
Oh, we're so lucky. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Phil, you're going through some of the Action News 8.
Yeah, this montage reports that I found on YouTube is real cool. Some of the footage is wild, though. So there was at one point they showed like a street that had been closed. You could see multiple trees are down, and there's just a lone horse with no rider walking down the center of the street.
Whoa. That's nuts.
It's nuts.
Wow. Kind of creepy.
Wow.
Yeah, here it is.
Hearing about the fury of the storm, how powerful it is. One of the weather watchers, the official government weather watchers, has made an analogy. He said that it releases the equivalent of the energy of an atomic bomb every minute.
That's
Jesus!
Every minute.
Wow.
Gloria. Gloria. Why don't I remember, Gloria?
But you really don't remember.
Ivan.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'd probably be like, you know, I'm like, another storm, whatever. I do remember it was pretty funny. I just turned 24. I mean, that day.
Yeah.
So I do remember that. And I lived in New Hartford at the time, and I remember there was a lot. It was really windy, and yes, I think we were far enough away, maybe.
It was your birthday, and it was windy. Those are your two memories of Gloria.
It was windy, and it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And they came home to no power.
That's better than what I got. I got nothing.
Yeah.
You got birthday and windy. I have zero.
And I got a little wind. You got a test pack.
Yeah. All right, Ivan. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Kim in Durham. Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
We were stuck at the Durham Fair with our animals.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yes, we were stuck at the Durham Fair with all of our animals. We all moved into the dairy barn, wait for the storm to blow over the fair, and then we all disperse to check up on all of our animals.
Oh, so all the farmers brought their animals to the fairgrounds?
Yeah, it was the Durham. It was the fair, the actual Durham Fair weekend.
Oh my God!
Wow, yes. Good timing.
It was the Durham Fair weekend.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It was very memorable at 15. But at least we were with all of our friends.
There were turkey legs everywhere.
That's nuts. Wow.
I caught one going by. Thank you.
I feel like we should have had a bigger 40th anniversary of Gloria.
Seriously, yeah.
Coverage or, you know, conversation. No?
Like, I would think.
We're doing that right now.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We happened upon it. But, man, what happened to this state 40 years ago is
incredible.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. All right, Kim, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
I'm going to be listening to this all day now.
It's in your head.
Oh, the videos.
Cheesy.
Yeah, oh, it's cheesy, but she looks, you know.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, she's great. Don't you think
about it? I want that outfit. If
everybody wants you. You know what she looks like? She looks like she's like 11 p.m. drunk on a Friday. It's like,
gotcha.
She still has all her faculties, but she might have, she might say, hey, you know what? You're pretty cool.
Right. There's a chance.
Chaz and AJ.
That's what I was trying to say. There's yes. There's a chance. You see her and you're like, I think I have a shot.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.